So maybe mentally it feels different as to why we stopped working out, but physically it's pretty similar. So just remember that as you get back into it. Hey guys, welcome back. As promised in one of the last episodes when we talked about muscle soreness, today we are going to be talking about transitioning from home workouts back to the gym. A lot of us have either been doing home workouts like bodyweight exercises, maybe using resistance bands, dumbbells, or whatever it is that you have at home. And others may have turned to more of like a cardio-based workout, running outside or swimming. Others may have really toned it down and really dialed it back over the last couple of months because they've had a million and one things on their plates and they really haven't been exercising at all. So before we get into the logistics of how you transition back into the gym if you've been doing any of those different things, I just want to say that it's important that during this phase of transition back to the gym, we do have some grace with ourselves. It's been a while since you've exercised at the intensity level that you were doing before this all happened, before this whole pandemic happened. So if you completely stopped exercising during this pandemic, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Some of you are out there who are parents and you're trying to homeschool at the same time. And so you're suddenly taking this role of both a parent and an educator over and you're at home all day with your kids. Others are doing that and they're trying to work from home still. It's been a big adjustment no matter what it is that's happening in your life. So I'm just saying it's been a lot. Everybody's been trying to navigate through all of this in a different way and find new and healthy patterns for themselves, and it's not easy. But it is easier to turn to comfort food. It's easy to feel like you don't have time for yourself or for your fitness routine. And so the most important thing to remember is that it's okay, it's normal how you're feeling, and you don't have to beat yourself up about it. You've been doing your best and you can always start again when it comes to your health and fitness routine. You can always get back on track. You don't have to be perfect, especially when something like this happens, because it's a lot of craziness and a lot of adjusting. So I just wanted to throw that out there just as a little bit of a reminder in case you are being kind of hard on yourself or you get back into the gym and you start to feel like it was or it is a big transition. You feel maybe a little bit weaker, like you can't lift as much as you could before. That's normal, and we're going to talk more about if you even should be trying to do that. So whether you've been doing bodyweight work, resistance bands, running, or nothing at all, my advice is still going to be pretty similar for you. So start off slow and ease back into your fitness routine. It's been a long time, like it's really seriously, it's been a long time. This whole thing started happening probably mid-March, and by the time this episode comes out, it will be past mid-July. So that's about 4 months, and over 4 months, your body adapts to this change. It adapts to the change in the workout or lack thereof workout. So if you walk into the gym before this pandemic happened and you were lifting really heavy weights, don't jump right back into that weight. It may take you a little bit to build that back up. So work at a lower weight, but really start getting through your full range of motion. Make sure your form is correct before you start bumping it up again. Correct form is so important. It prevents injuries and it helps you progress much more in the long run. But kind of on that same note, I guess, sometimes we may feel like it's actually easier to lift more weight if we aren't going through the full range of motion or if our form isn't correct. But if you don't move through that full range of motion, you're not really working your muscles to maximum capacity during that specific movement. So moving through an exercise at half a range of motion or with incorrect form is a clear sign that you should not be proceeding or progressing with that weight. In fact, it actually is probably more beneficial for you in the long run to back it up and regress a little bit to less weight, which may be a little bit of an ego hit at the moment, but work on your form and trust me, you'll be able to lift more. You will be better off in the long run. starting off with lower weight just to get your body back into the rhythm again is a good thing. You don't have to prove anything to anyone by jumping into these crazy workouts that your body isn't physically ready to handle again. I understand that a pandemic may be the reason that a lot of us stopped lifting weights or kind of fell out of our normal routine, but that doesn't mean we should just jump full force back into the same thing. It's kind of the same thing. Like, think about it when you stop working out because life gets in the way, not necessarily a pandemic, but maybe we get a little bit lazier, or we have a really busy time at work or with your kids or whatever it is that you have going on at that time. It's the same exact thing. If you stopped working out for 4 months or you really eased up on your workouts for 4 months, you wouldn't just waltz back into the gym after 4 months and be like, okay, I'm here, I'm gonna do the same thing I did before. No, and I understand that these are different circumstances, so maybe mentally it feels different as to why we stopped working out, but physically it's pretty similar. So just remember that as you get back into it. But on another note, some of us may have found some forms of fitness that we're actually really passionate about and love doing during this pandemic. So maybe you started doing yoga or Pilates or running or swimming or whatever, and you just absolutely love it. You want to keep it as a part of your daily routine, and you definitely should. If you find that yoga is helping you relax or Pilates is really helping with your core strength, keep doing them and adjust the rest of your workout routine so you're not overtraining. But still, keep going. Fitness is all about finding what works for you and what you genuinely love and enjoy doing. So don't take that away from yourself just because you're allowed to go back into the gym again. Doesn't mean you have to give up other forms of fitness if you found you really like them. That's the kind of cool thing about this period of time, is that you've had time to try things that you maybe would have never tried before. You've had time to create things. Maybe some of us have. Maybe others have been very overwhelmed and not able to. But that's okay. Either way, I'm just saying that if you found something that you enjoy, keep doing it. You want to keep learning when it comes to fitness, and you want to keep trying new things because you'll never know what you'll end up loving. And as we kind of progress through stages of our life, we maybe like different forms of fitness. Maybe as you get a little bit older, you don't want something that's such a high intensity, like a HIIT style workout. Maybe you do want to try more strength training or yoga or Pilates or whatever it is. So just keep that in mind, that you can always change things around. And if you find something you really like, why not stick with it? Overall, my advice when getting back into the gym is just to do it the right way. Most of our bodies haven't worked like they did in the past. I don't want to see anybody injured, causing them to be out even longer because of something that could have been prevented. If you're feeling a little weaker than before, that's normal. Get your body used to these exercises that they haven't seen for months again, and I'm just as excited as you are, or as the next person is, to get back into the gym. But I know when I go back, I'll probably be back to the basics for a lot of my routine. I'm going to be getting used to deadlifts and squats and benching and all of that over again, and that may take a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months of just dedication and really working through my ranges of motion and just getting comfortable again. But I would rather do that than do something silly like pull a hamstring or pull a muscle, or even worse, like actually really injure myself because I was in a rush to get back to the weight that I was at before. It's just not worth it. Like I said, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. Fitness is a slow and steady journey. It's not a race. So that is kind of what I want to end this on. My point is, we'll all get back to where we were. Just be patient with yourself. Take it easy, but also work hard. That is it for today's episode. As always, if you're enjoying these episodes, please rate and subscribe. I hope you guys have a